Welcome to the Abundant Life Church Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message by our guest speaker. For more information about Abundant Life Church, please visit www.abundantlifechurch.org.
God bless. All right. Friday and Saturday night, we started out with a song called Joy. So if you know the Joy song, come and join me up here. Come on, kids. They know what to do. All right, Jordan, go ahead and start our music. This is about the Holy Ghost. Everybody needs to stand up. Jump to your feet, put a smile on your face, because we have a joy. Joy, joy, joy.
I got the joy.
Joy.
Grab people and say, get up there.
I know I do. Go ahead and have a seat. Today, we're going to be talking about the devil is a liar. If you were in the adult message this morning, you heard the devil is a liar. And I sat there going, yeah, awesome. Guys, Bubba is ready to come out and meet you. If you haven't already met him, you are going to love Bubba. He is a little mixed up today, though, again. Uh-oh. Did I feed him? Uh-oh. I don't know. Let's find out. Give me a 10. Louder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I smell hot dogs.
You smell hot dogs, huh?
Yes, I do.
No, there's no hot dogs here today, Bubba.
Yes, there are. There's girly hot dogs. There's boy hot dogs, yeah. And there's the preacher.
The preacher?
Yeah. Looks like a hot dog.
Stop that. Oh, my goodness.
Delicious.
Stop that, Bubba. Listen, Bubba, today we're going to be talking about lies.
I never tell lies.
You never tell a lie?
No way, Jose.
Why not?
Because I only tell the truth.
Oh, that's good, Bubba.
Yeah, and I'm really hungry.
I didn't feed you today, did I?
No, you did not. Or yesterday. Or the day before. So I'm really hungry.
Okay, Bubba, listen. Do you know who the greatest liar of all is?
Let's see. Which one?
No. They're not here, Bubba. That one is not here.
Are you sure?
I'm really sure.
Who is it?
It's not. They're not here.
I see somebody.
Bubba, the greatest liar of all is not invited to church.
Really? Doesn't he need God?
Yes, he does need God. He had a chance to be a follower of God. In fact, he had a chance to be the minister of music.
Cool. Guitars. Yeah. Playing that piano. Oh, yeah.
You know, the greatest liar of all, he was sent down from heaven.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Uh-oh.
Because he was trying to take the place of God. And you know what he's trying to do in your lives today? He is trying to take the place of
a hot dog.
No! No, not a hot dog. He is trying to take the place of God in your life.
That's not good.
No, it isn't. And do you know what he tries to tell us?
Eat more hot dogs.
You know, now that I think about it, maybe he is. But we should listen to him when it comes to that.
Yeah, I should.
You know, the devil's trying to tell us lies. And we get caught up in listening to those lies, Bubba.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And we get caught up in saying, you know, maybe he's right. Maybe I am never going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I've come to the altar. Bubba, what are you doing?
Looking for another lunch.
Listen up, okay? Maybe he's telling you that you have something in your life on your back, like what we heard about, that the Lord will never take away because it's too hard for God to take care of. Those are lies from the devil.
Yeah.
Bubba, what are you doing?
Looking for my lunch.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
I'm trying.
What are you doing?
I'm distracted.
Yeah. Oh, distraction. The devil is good at distractions. He likes to get our mind off of what's happening right now. And he wants us to think about, where am I going for lunch today? Yeah. Some of you are already thinking that.
Yes, I am.
And you know what, Bubba? The devil does not want us to worship today. The devil does not want you to focus on Jesus. He does not want you to come to the altar today because he's saying it's just for the kids. I'm here to tell you the truth.
It's adult time.
Bubba.
Yeah?
Stop that. Okay, I'm... The devil does not want you to get a thing out of this service. He does not want you to hear anything that I have to say, that the puppets have to say. He doesn't want you to hear anything that the testimonies said today. They touched my heart. He wants you to leave unchanged.
Yeah. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Don't let me stay the same, because I'm really hungry.
So, are you going to listen to the lies of the devil today? Or are we going to listen to what Jesus has for us today?
Oh, yeah! Let's do it!
Are you ready, Bubba?
I am ready. Let's hear what God has. See you later, my delicious-looking hot dogs.
Stop, Bubba! All right, let's give Bubba a great big hand. Woo! Get over here. All right. I need two helpers today. I need two helpers. Someone who likes to grow things. Okay. How about right here on the end? Yes, ma'am. You come on up here. We better get a boy up here, too. Oh, never mind. We have to. Oh, okay. All right. How about, oh, let's see. Oh, it's so hard to choose. Right here. Second one on the end. Yes. There we go. Oh, you know him, huh? Awesome. What's your name?
Samuel.
Samuel, turn around and say, hi, Samuel. What's your name?
Val.
I know that. I met you two nights in a row already. This is Val. Everybody say hi, Val.
Hi.
Now, Val and Samuel, I have something with me today. What is this?
A flower.
What's wrong?
Flower in a pot.
Flower in a pot. Is there something wrong with my flower?
Yes.
Yes, that's the right answer. Do you know what's wrong with my flower? It has no color. It's kind of ugly. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of me and of you before we let Jesus in or when we're listening to the lies of the devil. And so you know what we're going to do? I want you, Val, to take that and we're going to get rid of that. Squish it up into a ball. Squish it, squish it, squish it. Good job. Now, what I want you to do, and in just a moment, she's going to put this into the ball, into the watering can. What is this called? A planter. She's going to put it into the planter. And then what we're going to do is we're going to see what happens when we hang on to our lies that the devil tells us. Do you have the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Do you have the Holy Ghost? You're going to get it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You know what? Jesus does not want you. Jesus wants you to get the Holy Ghost. The devil does not want you to get the Holy Ghost. Mm-mm. No way, Jose. So go ahead and put that in there. Okay. Now that it's in the can, what we're going to do is we're... Where'd it go? It's not there. You're a trickster. Yes, you are. Gotta watch her. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to poke this down in there because we do not want anything to escape. We are going to see what happens when we take the lies that the devil tells us. I'm not good enough. I talked back to my mom and dad today, so you know what? The devil made me do it, and that's all there is to it. You know what? Jesus forgives us of our sins. He lifts those heavy loads that the men were telling us about, and he takes them away so that God can fill us with something beautiful. But we have to give those to him. So right now, I want you guys to close your eyes. I mean, close your eyes. And Samuel, you're going to hold this out in front of you. You're going to close your eyes, and I'm going to have you think about what is it that Jesus wants you to give away. A daisy. I like flowers. Maybe there's sin in your life. Maybe there's something that you're holding on to that you think nobody knows about because they can't see it. Is there unforgiveness in your heart? I have struggled with that in my life. I had to learn, like our brother over here, how to forgive. I was raised in this. But I did not know how to forgive. So I had to give that to God, but I wanted to hang on to it. It was mine. Because somebody made me upset and they hurt my feelings. They hurt my feelings and it was somebody within the church. And I couldn't forgive them even when they asked me to. I held on to that. So Samuel, I'm going to have you put that right there. Guys, I want you to think about what that is. I want you to hold on to it really tight. Because we're going to throw it into this pan, and you need to hold that. Pick it back up. So what we're going to do is you're going to hold that out. You guys are going to throw that in there. We're going to see what happens when we want to keep what we should give away. Does that make sense? Good. I'm glad it does. So, guys, throw it. Okay? Ready? One, two, three. I'm going to throw my unforgiveness in there. Okay? Maybe it's sin. Maybe you don't have the Holy Ghost yet. Maybe you're too scared to come to the altar and pray. Maybe you think people are going to laugh at you and they're going to see what you're doing. And then when you go to school, they're going to tell other people about it. Let's see what happens. Samuel, put that down. We're going to cover it up. Here we go. We're going to cover it up. And now I want you guys to say, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Liar, liar, pants
on fire. Don't call me a liar. No, that's the devil. The devil is a liar. So now we're going to take this up and see what... Oh! I see some beautiful color. Take it out, guys. It's going to be a beautiful flower. We are hanging on to those icky, icky things that we don't want to give to God because, you know, we're going to be beautiful anyway. God can use us anyway. See that beautiful flower? Isn't it beautiful? Ah! What did you guys do? Wait a minute. You know what we have to do? We have to give those to Jesus. Because he cannot make us beautiful on the inside if we hang on to that ickiness. We need a bigger flower pot. Are you ready? Yeah, we got to. You hang on to that one, buddy, because I'm going to put this away. Okay, go ahead. Hey, turn around, buddy. Turn around. Okay, so I got this bigger flower pot. I know, it's a bag. Now squish it up in a wall. Squish it, squish it, squish it. Okay, now he's going to put this into the bag. Okay, go ahead and put it in the bag. Go ahead. All the way to the bottom. All the way. Push it down to the bottom. All the way down. All the way down. All the way down. Whew, good. Now, you guys, I want you to grab. Reach up. You're going to grab that thing that you've been thinking about. What is it today you need? The devil's been lying to you. I know he has because he lies to me all the time. What do we need to give to Jesus? I want you to throw it in here. Are you guys ready? What? Not yet. One, two, three. Throw it in there. Okay. Now what you're going to do is you're going to reach inside this and I cannot look because when we, sometimes this doesn't work, right? But if we do what God tells us to do, it's going to be amazing. God is asking you, Give me that thing that's holding you back from me. Is it that hard to... Oh, good. She's going to need your help. Or you're going to need her help, I should say. Whoa! Oh, my goodness! Oh, there you go. Samuel, you hold this. How did you guys do that? Do you know what? We need to show it over here. Go that way, guys. Now, you can come back now. Come back over this way. Do you see? God wants to change you. He wants to make you beautiful. He wants to take away the lies from the devil. But I'll tell you this right now. What I just did was a magic trick. You know what? The Lord does not do magic. He does the real thing. And that's what we need to look for today. Let's give our helpers a great big hand. Thank you, guys. Tell me afterwards how you did that, okay? All right. You know the power. Thank you, guys. You can have a seat. We're going to sing a song today. I need everybody to jump to your feet. It's about the power of the Holy Ghost. We learned about this last night. How many of you have the power of the Holy Ghost? Oh, come on. I want to see your hands. Put your hands down. How many of you want the power of the Holy Ghost? You know what? Oh, look at these hands up here. Adults, we're going to be praying with children and adults alike. You know what? We need to know who they are so we can lay hands on them and pray for them. Guys, we're going to sing about the power of the Holy Ghost. Here we go. There's some action. Woo! Hey. You got it, sir. Us. And I need some helpers today. I need adults. I need a man and I need a woman. And they're going to sing a song for us. So let's see. Are you volunteering? Are you volunteering? Come on up here. All right. I need a woman. A woman. If you don't volunteer, I will pick you. If she says no, I don't want to. Go ahead and stand right here, sir. All right. Let's. Oh, my goodness. There we go. Yes. Come on up here. Let's give them a great big hand. All right. Now, normally I would give you props, but last night we had balloon fun, And I used all my balloons. Isn't that just horrible? I know. Will you forgive me? You have to. Okay. I'm going to have you come and stand over here, sir, and tell us your name.
Jacob.
Jacob, you can't have that name.
Clark.
Okay. Are you? No. You won't say it. Okay. Clark. Jacob Clark. Or Clark Jacob. Okay. You are going to be one of my singers. Are you ready for this? Everybody say, you go, Clark, or Jacob, or whatever. Is it Jacob? Are you? Which one are you?
You can call me Clark.
Jacob. All right, you go, Jacob. What is your name?
Julissa.
Julissa. You can have that name. I don't know anybody by that name.
Okay.
Thank you. Come on closer. And they say, you go, Julissa.
You go, Julissa.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. You guys are going to sing a song together. Yay! Isn't that exciting? You volunteered. All right. No, my dear. It's too late for that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have my hands on the back of your necks right here. And I am going to... Can you guys see over there? Okay. Can you see over there? Okay. I am going to help you sing this song. Isn't that amazing? Now, the devil's lying to you right now and saying, you can't do it, but you can do it. He's saying this is going to be the most embarrassing moment of the day for you, and he's right. But we're going to have fun. Are you ready? Now, what's going to happen is I'm going to tap your backs when it's your turn to open and close your mouth with each syllable, like a puppet. Practice. Ooh, I like that. He's got the actions. Okay, so here we go. We're going to sing the song, Jesus Loves the Little Children. Are you ready, Jacob? No, you don't say a word. Just open and close your mouth, okay? Are you ready, Jacob?
Oh, yes.
Are you ready, Jacob?
Oh, yes, I am ready.
Are you ready, Julissa?
Oh, yeah, let's do this thing.
Yeah. All right, let's sing this song. Jesus loves the little children.
No, you're singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. Why are you still moving your mouth?
Oh, he doesn't know what to do.
Okay, who wants to start?
I do.
No, I think you should start.
Okay. Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
My Bible tells me so.
Don't mouth the words. Just open and close your mouth.
For the Bible tells me so.
Little ones to him belong.
They are weak, but he is strong.
He's not on the praise team, is he?
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Is that true?
Yes, that's very true.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
I don't believe it.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
All right. The Bible tells me so.
Yeah, it's true. That's for sure.
That's right. It is true. And if you don't believe it today, you listen to the song as we sing it. They sing it one more time. Jesus loves me. This I know. It's in the Bible. Read it if you haven't read it.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
For the Bible tells me so, she says.
Little ones to him belong.
They are weak, but he is strong.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Can I sing it?
Go ahead.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
The Bible tells me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have fun with that song, but there's a lot of truth in that song. Jesus loves me, this I know. Do you know how much he loves you? And the devil might be talking to you today and saying, he doesn't love you. You came because you were expected to be here. You don't really want to be here. Jesus doesn't love you, kids. That's what he's telling you. Or he's saying, you're just a kid. What does God have for you? You don't need the Holy Ghost. Those are lies from the devil. He wants to tell you that Jesus doesn't care anything about you because he wants to destroy you. He wants to kill your soul. He wants to take your life. And he does it through drugs, alcohol, through our music. He does it through the bullying at school that causes kids to commit suicide because they don't know anything different. Because they don't know how much Jesus loves them. And it's our job to tell them. It's our job, kids, for you to be filled with his spirit. Adults, for you to be filled with his spirit so that you can tell others about him. So that you can go to heaven someday. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. But in case you don't believe it yet, Daisy thinks she knows how to get rid of the devil. Daisy, are you ready?
Well, you took my song, Mommy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah, can you just come out for a little bit? Come on, wake up. I'm awake.
Okay, Daisy, you know, I was just thinking. Look at Daisy, all of our wonderful friends. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Hello, stinkers!
Daisy?
Yeah?
They're not stinkers. Remember we talked about that Friday night?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, Daisy, I've been talking about something really important.
Yeah, you took my song.
You can sing a different song tonight.
But it's not my song.
You can sing a different one. How about we talk about the lies that the devil wants to tell us?
Uh-oh, he likes to tell us lies.
Yeah, like he says it's okay for you to call names. Uh-huh.
Uh-oh, Mommy's gonna get mad at me.
No. Daisy, do you know that the devil doesn't want you to do the right thing?
I know, that's what I heard. But I know what I can do.
You do?
Yeah, I know exactly how to take care of the old devil.
Oh, you do. I can't wait to hear what you have for us.
It's gonna be cool. You kids, listen up closely. Because I'm going to tell you what you can do. When the devil tells you a lie, you can poke him in the eye.
Wait a second. We can. When the devil tells us a lie, we can poke him in the eye.
Yep, I told you.
Yeah, you're right. How can we poke him in the eye? Does anybody know?
Oh, let's see. Okay. Who knows what we can do when the devil tells us a lie? What can we say?
What's that name? Jesus. Oh, these kids know. What's the name we can call on?
Jesus! And you just gave him a black eye. Yeah. There's something else we can do.
What's that? What else can we do?
I need Kaylee to bring me my nose.
Your nose? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah, Kaylee, can you give me my sock?
You have socks, too?
Yes, I do.
What in the world is this for? Oh, thank you, Kaylee.
It's a stinky sock, too. Yeah, it wasn't me.
Daisy, what are we supposed to do with these?
I need a helper.
Wait a second. I have no idea what you're doing.
Just wait and see.
Okay, I help her. Okay, let's see. How about a girl?
Yeah, a stinky girl. Say that!
Okay, just go ahead and pick one.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 5.
Okay, right there. Number 5. Yep, in the black top. She's pointing to you.
Yeah. Come up here, stinky girl.
Daisy! I am so sorry. Would you turn around and face everybody?
Yeah, now give her the glasses.
Oh, okay, I'm going to give you the glasses. Go ahead and put those on. Oh, you're so cute.
You covered your nose? Then how can you talk?
Daisy, just...
Oh, that's cool. Now watch this. Mommy put the sock in my mouth.
Okay. Now what? I don't have any idea what you... What are you doing? Daisy, stop that. That is not very nice. What are you doing?
You can suck the devil in the nose.
Do we need a sock to sock the devil in the nose? No. How can we sock the devil in the nose, Daisy?
You can call on Jesus.
Let's do it. Let's call on his name.
Jesus.
Okay, Daisy. No, no, I'm going to. No, that's. I bet you better give those glasses back to me.
Yeah, thanks for helping, stinky girl.
No, stop. I am so sorry. She will apologize to you after church.
Cool.
Daisy, you're right. We can't sock the devil in the nose. We can give him a black eye. We can poke him in the nose. We can stomp on him because he's nothing and he's a liar. He's telling you that you can't do that today. But in our praise and worship today, guess what we're going to do?
Let's see. You are going to go out and get a drink.
No.
Some of you are.
Ooh, Daisy, you've got some truth there.
I know, because I'm not a liar.
What else are we going to do when we come to the altar today?
You are going to raise your hands and worship Jesus and go to the bathroom later.
There's some truth in that, too. Yep, it's funny how nature calls about that time.
Yeah.
But most importantly, you're going to come to the altar and you're going to worship Jesus. We're going to raise our hands and we're going to push the devil away with our hands.
And punch him in the nose. Yeah, that's cool.
That's right. Daisy, sing your song, okay? Go ahead and sing your song.
Okay. But you took my song.
How about if you sing I'm a Little Stinker? Yeah, go ahead.
You are?
No, I'm not a stinker.
Okay, here she goes. She's going to sing.
No, you're going to sing.
I'm
going to
sing. You're going to sing. That song?
Yes, I'm a Little Stinker.
Okay, she's not gonna like it.
Oh, I like this song. It says, I'm a little stinker.
Yep, she is.
Daisy, go ahead and sing.
Okay. I'm a little stinker. Black and white. Here is my tail, and here is my snail.
Daisy. I don't think Pastor wants any skunk smells in here tonight, today, okay?
All right. When I get excited, then I shout. The devil's a liar, but God is not. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
That was good. I like that. The devil's a liar, but God is not. He will never lie to you. He will never hurt you. He'll never cheat on you. He'll never take something away from you that isn't good. He's only going to take the bad away. Daisy, thank you for singing that song.
Yeah, he loves all the little stinkers.
Yes, he does. He loves them a lot. Yes, he does. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, my little stinkers!
Daisy, let's give her a great big hand.
I am the king. I have won. I am victorious. You're addicted. Disease has taken over your body. I have stricken your finances. You think you're forgiven of your sins, huh? You think you've been refilled with the Holy Ghost this week, huh? You're bound by my chains and you will never be free. Not to mention the Minnesota Vikings are much better than the Green Bay Packers.
What in the world is going on out here?
Why, hello there. I'm just chilling, you know.
You guys didn't tell me he was here. What? I've been hearing some lies going on out here.
No, those are truths. No. Mm-mm.
What was that about the Vikings?
Oh, yeah, they're way better. Christian Ponder all the way.
But I was hearing some other stuff about they didn't get refilled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, they didn't. Don't listen to
this.
Wait
a second. How many of you were refilled with the Holy Ghost Friday, Saturday night? Yes, I know there were. Yes.
No, don't listen to her. No.
They were. And I also heard some things about we're stricken with the disease, so I suppose you're saying that they should just give up.
Yes, just give up.
Quit believing in God.
God doesn't heal anymore. That was for the New Testament.
Wait a second. So we should just quit believing that God can do all these things for us?
Yes.
No, I don't believe that. I believe that you're a liar, Satan. What?
I am offended.
Yeah, you should be. Although you don't have any reason. The Bible says that you're the father of all lies.
What?
It says that in John. It says you're the father of all lies. That means there's nobody that can tell a lie better than the devil.
What? No.
And I know you're kind of proud of that. But I have something to tell you. Oh. These folks today are learning that we need to listen to the voice of God and that we can get rid of the lies of the devil by saying a specific name.
No, do not say that name.
Yeah.
No.
What's that name?
No. No.
Adults, what's that name? Okay.
That's not
now
enough.
That was kind of quiet. I live in Mankato, Minnesota. I want them to hear you say the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Boys and girls, moms and dads, adults, teens, this isn't just for the kids. This was for everybody, myself included. Because the devil is walking about. He's looking. He's searching for whom he can devour. What does it mean to devour? To eat something up. We devoured food last night. We devoured our drinks last night. Diet Coke and all kinds of stuff. But the devil's looking for you. He's looking for you. And he's saying to you kids and to you adults, God doesn't care about you. Adults, some of you may be here today thinking, I came because it's a kid's service and I can just sit back. Mm-mm. God wants you to come today. He wants you to come to the altar in just a little bit. He wants you to give him your fears and your worries because the devil says you can't take care of him, so you might as well give up. My husband was very sick for 3 years with cancer, but he never gave up. Yes, he died. But he went to heaven believing in a God who loves him and was taking him for a very special reason. I don't know why that is. But there is a reason why God has you here today. And the devil's telling you that you're not here because you're just here by chance. It was just by chance that you came. You woke up and you thought, well, I might as well get ready for church and go because it's about that time. And he says, the devil tells you, you're not going to get a thing out of church today. It's just the kids. Kids, the devil's telling you right now, when you come to the altar, people are going to be watching you. And you shouldn't close your eyes and worship Jesus. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus is saying, I love you. I died on a cross for you. If you were the only one in the world, I would have died for you. That's what he's saying today. So I would like everyone to stand to your feet, please, as the music begins to come and plays whatever God has laid on your heart. I want you to close your eyes right where you are. Maybe we need to ask Jesus to forgive us of the sin that's in our heart. Maybe we need to ask Jesus to forgive us for not trusting him and believing in him and forgiving us for believing the lies. I know I've had to do that. I have to do that over and over because the devil's constantly trying to lie to us. And so I want you to close your eyes right now. We're going to pray a prayer of repentance together. That might seem kind of silly, but when we get that done now, there's no silliness up here later on. And it's not silly to repent, by the way. I'm not saying that at all. But sometimes we feel like, oh, here we go again. But when we come to the altar, what we're going to do is we're going to lift our face up to Jesus. The reason we do that is when we lift our face up to Jesus, he can look into our heart. And he can see our heart. He looks into our heart. And he wraps his arms around you and he says, I love you. I can feel his love here right now. I felt it from the beginning of the service. I sat over there with tears in my eyes thinking, God, you are so good for what you're doing in the service this morning already. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Go ahead and talk to him. I love you, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins today, Jesus. Forgive me for not trusting you, Jesus. Go ahead and lift your voice up to Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. Friday night, the kids learned that when we say, Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins, that he forgives us immediately. That sin is gone. Oh, the unbelief is gone. Oh, Jesus, help me to trust you. We also learned this week as we come to the altar, we're going to lift our hands up. And I want to tell you something else about lifting our hands up. Everybody lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Do you know what you just did? You just pushed the devil away. You just pushed the devil away. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, I love you. Lift your voice up to Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And as you're worshiping, I'd like Sunday school teachers, ministry staff, if you would come up and line the altar here. We're going to have folks come before you and stand before you. Please come quickly so that we can begin to worship the Lord at the altar. Please come forward. Thank you, sir. Thank you, teachers. Thank you, staff. Jesus is in this place. Continue to worship him. Oh, Jesus. Now, if you need the Holy Ghost for the first time, I would like you to come forward, adults and children. Please come forward. Do not be shy. Stand in front of these godly people here. Please come forward. Jesus is here in this place. He loves you. He's wrapping his arms around you. If you have another need from God, please come forward. Find someone to pray with you. Please find someone to pray with you. Come on, children. I know some of you need the Holy Ghost. And if you already have the Holy Ghost, kids, what did I tell you? You can come up and lay your hands on people and pray for them. That's awesome, Silas, what you're doing right there. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come forward. Teens, I need you to come forward and pray with people. Come on. All right. If you know somebody needs to be up here, go take their hand and say, come with me. I'm going to pray with you. Oh, God is in this place. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus, come on, don't stand back and say this is for someone else, this is for everybody, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, I love you, come on, adults, if you need something, come forward, hallelujah, don't miss out on what God has for you, children, you want to come forward?
Thank you for listening to this Abundant Life Church podcast. We pray it has strengthened your relationship with God and will continue to be a light unto your pathway to heaven. If you have any questions or comments regarding this podcast, please telephone our ministerial team at 262-965-5177 or email us at info@abundantlifechurch.org.